Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Is your dark chocolate has benefits on the cardiovascular system. It can prevent heart disease, improve vascular function, and a recent study reveals it may help people with vascular disease of the legs. My guest is Dr. John Higgins. He's a sports cardiologist at the UT Health Science Center at Houston and a member, of course, of the American College of Sports Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Higgins. Tell us about dark chocolate.
Well, Melanie, I'm going to preface it by saying I am a chocoholic. Okay, particularly with dark chocolate. So I love this article. I love something that I know a lot of people like, and they can get a little bit of a benefit out of it. So this is an article which came out just recently, and what they did is they took people that have peripheral vascular disease involving the legs. So these are folks that will get some pain in their calves when they are walking. It's kind of a little bit like the equivalent of getting sort of chest pain or angina in the chest, but except it's happening in the legs. And but the same mechanism, you know, they've got a narrowing or reduced blood flow going to those arteries of the legs. And what they did is they had them consume dark chocolate, and it was about 40 grams of dark chocolate. So just so people can kind of get an idea of how much we're talking about, if you had a 1-inch by 1-inch piece of chocolate, it's about 4 to 8 pieces of those little 1-inch dark chocolate pieces. So it depends on, of course, you know, the thickness of the bar and whatnot, but about, you know, 4 to 8 pieces of chocolate per day. And what they made sure was the chocolate was a relatively high cocoa percentage. Now, most of the studies that have been done on the dark chocolate recommend at least 70%. This particular study used 85%, and a way you can kind of tell a little bit about the percentage, if it's not actually written on the product, is the flavonoids, which actually give the benefit we believe in the dark chocolate, they actually give it a little bit of a bitter flavor. So the more cocoa, the more beneficial, the more bitter that the chocolate is. But anyway,
okay, so Dr. Higgins, I have a question there, because I know about this cacao. I say it a little different, but you say it how you want.
Oh, yes.
Now, does heating it, do you know, or did this article state, does heating it change the properties, change this really great flavonoid property in the dark chocolate?
That is a great question, Melanie. I cannot specifically comment on that with one exception. In my review of this whole literature, I did actually come across a study where they actually used hot chocolate drinks in people, and they actually still were able to show a benefit. So using that single study, it appears that the benefit of chocolate was maintained when it was given as a hot chocolate beverage. However, you bring up a really excellent point, Mel, and that is we know that it's not just the flavonoids. You know, there are polyphenols, antioxidants, and other things in dark chocolate. And some studies have shown in foods in general that if you boil or heat very hot some substances which contain similar beneficial substances in, like fruits and vegetables, they can actually break down and damage some of those antioxidants. So based on all of that, I would probably say it's better if you have it more as just cold chocolate rather than
sure, it may give you some benefit, but it's better to just eat it as its cold, you know, sort of raw self. And
exactly.
You know, now with people with peripheral artery disease and that claudication, that pain in the legs, when they are eating dark chocolate, you said in this article you saw that it really shows a difference.
Yeah, it actually... They found that people that were eating this regularly on a daily basis, they actually had an improvement of in terms of their minimal walking distance. So that was improved by about 11%. So that's a significant improvement, or the amount of time they could walk until they got their actual symptoms. And they also measured some of the antioxidants and serum nitric oxide, which is a measure of vascular function that we can do, a chemical measure, and they found those were also improved. So it does appear that this is a positive thing for these folks with peripheral vascular disease. But they did point out, and quite appropriately in the article, and you know, Melanie, you and I are all about exercise, that the benefit from the chocolate was not as great as the benefit you would get from regular exercise. So while it's definitely something that seems to be beneficial, if you had a choice between dark chocolate and you could only do dark chocolate or exercise, exercise is clearly going to be the winner. But, you know, I think it's one of those things that you can use, whether it be as a reward for yourself for doing something, you know, doing some exercise, or incorporate it in. And again, it's in moderation, like all things are good in moderation. And that this certainly has been shown to be beneficial now, not only in the heart, but in a lot of other systems, including the brain function. You know, people will have often a sharper focus. They can perform cognitive tasks better. In the heart, we know it's been definitely proved to help your heart, helps your good cholesterol, your HDL cholesterol get higher, reduces your lower cholesterol. It actually has an aspirin-type effect. It reduces platelets from sticking together. And now we have the other vasculature, the lower leg. So it's not surprising that if it does, dark chocolate does seem to improve the vascular function, that we're seeing the benefits in the major vascular areas like the heart, the brain, and the legs.
And how much would you advise? Because, I mean, like you say, you're a chocolateholic. I love it with a little red wine. I love a little piece of dark chocolate. If people want to gain some of these benefits, really how much? Because we know, Dr. Higgins, that if you're going to eat an entire chocolate bar, you are just going to gain weight. You may get some cardiovascular benefits, but you're also going to see it around your middle and around your thighs and a little in the tush. So, what is a good amount, would you say?
Well, most of the articles that I've reviewed, Melanie, that actually showed the benefit in various parts of the body with chocolate, they all seem to center around the amount of 40 grams or 1.5 ounces. Now, that is about, if you think about a square of chocolate, an inch square of dark chocolate, which of an average thickness chocolate bar, that is about 4 to 8 of those little pieces of dark chocolate. So, you know, a regular dark chocolate bar, you're probably talking about a third of the bar per day. And bitterer is better, because we know that bitter means that it has more of those flavonoids, because that's what actually gives it the chocolate
flavor. If you
flavor.
Can handle that flavor. Now, I like it 80%. I can handle eating it at 85%. You know, I haven't really found 90% yet. But, I mean, I like it. I like baking chocolate, which is, you know, pretty bitter. But a lot of people can't handle it. So if you were going to go down a little bit, what would you say? We only have one exact minute left, Dr. Higgins. What would you say is the lowest amount?
Well, the lowest that has been shown to be beneficial, Melanie, is 70%. So you need to go at least 70% or higher to get the appropriate COCA levels, which will give you the benefits. And as well as the cardiovascular benefits, Melanie, I was amazed to find, actually I just found this out today, that there have been reports now with dark chocolate which improves your skin. It actually, people get less sunburn and they have moister, better skin. They have healthier teeth. Actually, the COCA...
These are all great, Dr. Higgins. Healthier teeth, better skin, better cardiovascular, and also that sort of sense of satiety that you can, it kind of might actually help relax you. So dark chocolate really is such a great thing to help us all, and those chocolateholics of us all, you know, it's just a wonderful way to kind of get that drug-free satiety that you're looking for. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine right here on Radio MD. And if you missed any of the great information that Dr. Higgins was giving here today, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening, and stay well.